The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
The Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Ches discusses at length the Inyanei Shvuah. Bezin's mechayev, sometimes mamon, sometimes bezin can only be mechayev a person of shvuah, and if he's going to swear, he's going to be potter, he's not going to have to pay money. I wanted to discuss today a little bit of how shvuahs work in today's age. Shvuahs today has taken upon itself a different mahalach. It's not the same as it was. I'd like to go through it a little bit. We know there are a few different types of shvuos that are midoraisa. There's a shvuah that's called a shvuos ed echod. The Torah tells us that two edim are not believed to, only two edim are believed to be moitzi mamon. The only way a person can effectively take money, hamoitzi mechaveri, a lov haraya, this raya can be either a shtar, which is signed by two edim, or possibly a chsimas yodai, or two edim come in or made. That is how the Torah sees emes. That's considered a raya brura, and through that raya you can be moitzi mamon. The pasuk says one aid is not come for mamon. It is not strong enough to be moitzi mamon. However, we darshan he's not come le mamon. I will come hu le shvuah. He has enough strength to be mechayev a shvuah. The halacha is if a person is chayev a shvuah d'oraisa, and he does not swear, there's a concept of mitoich she'eini yochel l'shova mishalem. If he does not satisfy the shvuah, bezdin is moitzi mamoin due to the fact that he's not swearing. If he's chayev a shvuah, he does not swear, bezdin will be moitzi mamoin in lieu of the shvuah. Another shvuah d'oraisa is the shvuah sashomer, which we're talking about at length over here in Daf Tzadik Ches, as well as the shvuah s'moedim and miktsas. These are the three shvuahs that are d'oraisa. A shvuah s'moedim and miktsas is if we learned about in the beginning of the Masechta, if the toveya is toveya $100 and the nitva is moedim to 50, that shows bezdin, that causes a dror de mamona, which shows bezdin that there's something fishy here, and therefore, the only way, even though there's a concept normally of hamoitzi mechaveri or lov haraya, you cannot take money out of somebody else without a raya. But if there's a tfiyah on 100, and there's a haidah, or admittance to 50, so that shows that the other 50 is questionable enough that the Torah says that the only way you don't have to pay the 50 and you can use the klal of a meitzim mechaveri or lov haraya is only if you're going to swear. A shvuah s'moedim miktsas. And again, if you don't swear, the shvuah s'moedim miktsas, you are chayiv to pay. Those two shvuahs are similar in the fact that the only time you're chayiv to make the shvuah to combat the aid or to combat the dror de mamona that the haidah b'miktsas creates is only if there's a tainas bari. Only if the Teveya demands that you owe money and he's sure about it. If he's 100% sure and he comes to bed and he says he owes me money even though he doesn't have a raya, but that brirus is enough to generate a shvua, assuming that there's either Edim or Haidah Abba Miksas. The only shvua which a person is chayiv, even if he's a shema, if the Teveya, the plaintiff is a shema, is only by shvuas hashemim. When I give something to a shomer to watch, I don't know what's going on in his house. I don't know. I went away, and that's exactly why I told him to watch it. If I would have been here, I could have watched it myself. I entrusted him with my chayfetz, with my item, and he took it home, and he claims now that he watched it properly. He claims now that it's gone, it's stolen. For all I know, it's sitting right in his house. Or possibly, he was negligent, and therefore he should be chayiv. So I don't know what happened, therefore I'm toyin a tainas shema. Says the Torah in this case, in the case of Shuas HaShemim, even though the Taina is a Taina Shema, that still is Mechai of the Shomer Shvur. And weiter, we would have the case if the Shomer does not want to swear, or if he can't swear, if the cases where he doesn't even know what happened to it. The Rishonim talk about if the Shomer gave it to somebody else to watch. The first Shomer, Reuven, gave it to his wife and children to watch. He doesn't know what happened. He went out and he asked his wife to keep an eye on this item. And he doesn't know what happened. His wife is willing to swear, but he doesn't know. The Chiyuv Shvua is on the Shomer himself. And he can't say, my wife's Shvua should patter me up. So that might also be a case of Mitosh En Yochel Lishova Mishalem. Even though the Mafkid, the owner of the item, does not know what happened to it. He's not tining a tainas bari that you for sure have it still in your home. Or that I understand that maybe it's gone, but maybe you were negligent. That's enough to be mechayev a shvua. And in the case where the shomer will not want to pay, he will have to make a shvua. And if he does not want to swear, he would have to pay. There's a din of mitosh en yochel lishov mishalem. There are other shvuos which are only midrabanan, a shvuos hesis. When I say you owe me $100, and there's no moedim miktsas, I say that's not true, I don't owe you a penny. Midaraisa, you don't have to swear, because there's a din of a moedim mechavel of a raya, and there's no reason to think that he owes him the money. There's a chazoka. A person is not koifer akoil, a person does not go to somebody who lent him money, and totally negate and say lahadam lihoyat dvaram oilam, it never happened, you never lent me money, or I paid you back. This is considered a chutzpah. If I lent you money and you say you never borrowed money, it's such a big chutzpah that we have a chazoka that a person will not be a mechutzpah in such a way, and therefore he doesn't have to swear. He's believed on his word alone, based on the concept of a mitzvah mechaveh or love a raya. However, the chachamim instituted a shvua called a shvua's hesis. This shvua's hesis is different than the shvua deraisa because it does not have a din of mitoich. If for some reason the nitva does not want to swear or he cannot swear, he still does not have to pay. But bezdin is mechayiv him to swear, and he must swear if he's able to. This din of shvua is very relevant in today's day. If a person is chayiv a shvua, he doesn't want to swear, or he can't swear, he's tiny a tiny shema, he doesn't know what happened to the item, he will have to pay because he's chayv a shvua, and he's not swearing. But the actual shvua, for some reason, has basically totally been taken away from common bezdin practice. Many years, many dini Torah, for decades and many generations that people have not made a shvua. And therefore, in a certain aspect, this whole, the din of Daf Tzadik Ches, the din of shvuos is really not so negeya. And the question is, why is that? How did that happen? What's the history behind this? The Chassam Sofer in Chelek Hesem and Tzadik, somebody posed this question to him, Nish'alti me'es kvoyit hadrosoi. Somebody asked the Chassam Sofer, Mino ho milsa de rogal al lishoinenu. From where do we know this din? Da filu shvuas emes aveirahi. That even to make a shvua of a shvuas emes is considered an aveira. And therefore, va'yideze nimnoim l'shvua afilu shvuas emes. Says the Chassam Sofer, "Umispashrim bechol made efsher rak shaloi lishava beemes." The minhag ha'olam today is to go out of our way to be mefasher in any way, shape, or form that we possibly can. So long as not to make a shvua. Chazal say, he quotes a pasuk. Chazal say, "Elef ayorois hoyo liyanei amelech." There were 10 cities that Yanei Amelech had. V'kulam nechruvu al avoin shvuas emes. They all were destroyed on the avera of somebody swearing a shvuas emes, a truthful shvua. Says the Chassam Sofer, Mikomachem higufa hechi rimzo elu divrei. He sends us to the Sefer Chassidim, Simen Tov Yud Ches and Simen Tov Yud Tes. And he tells us and he shows us that even a Shavuos Emes is be mishum noisa shmoi. He says to some Sefer that even if a person is going to take Hashem's name and use it for a Shavuos Emes, it's considered enough of an avera. It's considered to be moitzi shem shemayim, the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Atala. And if he can do whatever he can to be mefashe b'chol ma'ade efshar, k'dei lo'ilisa shemai v'yisparach, al sifsoisov, a person should do whatever he can not to have to say Hashem's name in vain, even if it's to make a shvua, which is a shvua's emes, still it's not necessary, and he should go bend over backwards and do whatever he can not to have to make a shvua. He quotes a Gemara in Temura, Dav Gimel Amud Beis, and he says that some were reluctant to make a shvua because of a pashat yiras kved Hashem. They were worried about Hashem, about the kavod of Hashem, just to be mighty Hashem for no reason, just to patter himself up, to absolve himself of a chiv, to use Hashem's name. The Gemara in Shavuos, the beginning of Shavuos Adayonim, Daf Lamed Tes, quotes a pasuk. It says, "Ubo el beis haganav." You'll come to the house of the Ganav, Zeah, Goinav Das Abriya, She'en, this is the person who's Goinav Das Abriya. What's the case of Goinav Das Abriya? She'en Lo Mama Netzel Chaveroi. He really doesn't owe him anything. V'toyano Yumashbioi. He brings him to Bezdin, he makes a Tviyah, just in order that he should have to make a Shvuah. Asks the Chsam Sofer, because of a little bit of Tircha, that he's matriach his friend to make a shvuah, is that such an oynish chomer that's considered a good, the ball based on ganef? We see from here also that even to make a shvuah, that's a shvuah's emes, is still a terrible thing. The Nesivas HaMishpat, Rabbi Yaakov Melisa, in his tzavo to his children, he commanded his sons, he said, that they should be moneya kechol hoefsher mila shvia chutz mishas atcha godol. The only time you should make a shvua is in a shas atcha, in a very, very wichtig situation where there's enough money on the line that it's possible the pshara would be too great for them to handle, and only in that case should they make a shvua. But they should run away from a shvua as much as they can. The Dibre Melkiel, in Chelek Bey and Simon Kuflam and Gimel, he tells us the practical applications of how Bezin should handle a Shvua. And he says that whenever there's a Shvua, when one of the Tzdodim are really Chayav a Shvua, even if they're ready to swear, we don't even offer it to them, we don't ask them if they should swear, but rather he says, and I quote, Minag Adayonim Azvakenim Losez Ba'at Shvua Erech Shlish Mekfiat Taino. The minig of Dayonim, the altar in Dayonim, was to give for a shvua a third of the taina. If the taina is $100, so they award one, the tzai that should be making the shvua, 33 1/3%, which is 1/3 of the taina. And Moshe Feinstein, quoting this Dibre Melkiel in Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Beis, he says that these numbers are not exactly etched in stone. He says, "Kimedumani shenoyigim lefasha b'nikui shlish b'ad shvua." The minig is to give away and to be mefasha to make a pshara of a third because of a shvua. Bei nifter bei noita. Whether the shvua is a shvua p'tur, like we mentioned, the shvuas of moedim mitzvahs, where somebody's being tevea you, and the only way that you can wiggle out of the tefia is by making a shvua that's called a shvuas tur. To pater yourself, you have to make a shvua. Or a shvuas hanoitlim, which we find in the Mishnahs and Shvuas, at the end of Shvuas, that sometimes there's a halach of nishba v'noitel, that a person is allowed to take away, like a chenvoni al ben kosai, where a person is being tevea, a chenvoni who's torah b'poyalov, that he's very busy, he doesn't remember the facts, and if you know for sure, in certain cases, that the chenvoni is chayev to you, you're allowed to be, the din is that you're allowed to be noitel, but you have to make a shvua. So if you have to make a shvua and you have to be noital, it's in lieu of the shvua will allow you to be noital and to take only 2/3 of your claim and to give up 1/3 of what you're really entitled to with the shvua and lose the rest. The minig in many bati din is that it depends if the shvua that the person is responsible to make is a shvua d'oraisa or a shvua d'rabbanan. If it's a shvua d'oraisa, we give the person 2/3 of the claim, and he only loses 1/3 of his claim based on the fact that he's not making a shvua. In other words, if Reuven's teveh Shimon with an eid echot, so Shimon be'etzem would be chayiv to pay the whole thing because he's chayiv a shvua eid echot and he's not swearing. Instead of the shvua, we allow him, we make him pay 2/3 of the claim to part himself from the shvua d'oraisa. However, if Shimon would only be chayiv a shvua d'rabbanan, many bati dinim are anoyig, that we only obligate him to pay 1/3, since his whole shvua is a shvua d'rabbanan, and it's a shvua, it's a weaker shvua, as we mentioned. It's a shvua that there's no din of mitayv shen yachol l'shov v'mishalem. He really wouldn't have to pay, but since he's chayiv a shvua, bezin is mefasher 1/3. Continues Ramesha, and Ramesha Feinstein in the Igros Ramesha says, don't think that this cheshbonus and these mathematics is etched in stone. The dayan has to assess the situation, and based on that, he should make the pshara accordingly. Sometimes the person doesn't want to swear really because he knows it's a sheker, and Bezdin can see it. It smells of sheker, and therefore we shouldn't give him as much as we would give him if we see that the person be'etzem is really trustworthy and honest, and he really would make a shvua possibly if it was the right thing to do, but he's being moineah for making the shvua because it's not a good thing, as we mentioned from all the poskim in the earlier generations. There's many, many case studies in the Bati Din and Eretz Yisrael that mention these concepts. Sometimes, once in a while, you'll find in a case that they were mechayev a shvua, but most of the cases, 95%, if you ask many dayanim, many of them will tell you that they've never experienced a person making a shvua in Bezdin, and the reason is because a shvua is a very chamed gezach, and therefore, in today's day and age, it was basically absolved and basically taken out of the common Bezdin practice, and instead we try to be mefasher. And this is one of the major differences when you sign a shtar bearer, and when they offer you in Bezdin, they ask you, would you like din? We'd like pesher karav din, a pshara, which is based more on din, or would you like the third option would be a pshara gemura, that the dayana should make a pshara. A lot of the differences revolve around chiyuve shvua. If it's a pesher, so it would be a different din, pesher karav din, would have these ramifications that we spoke about earlier. But Akoponim, the main nafkamina, if a person's chayv shvua or not, is in a case where he's a shema, where he comes to Bezdin and he says, I don't know. In that case, he would be obligated to pay the whole thing because of dinam mitoch sheni yachal shava mishalim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.